Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
I'm Pastor Margaret Michael.
Thanks for tuning in. And Pastor Margaret and I today, as we were talking a few minutes before we started recording, we're just thinking about, we had some different ideas from different scripture, but they go together. Kind of this idea of standing in the gap, interceding on others' behalf. Whether that be unbelievers or people that are having other needs, whether that's it be right. Physical, emotional, whatever they're dealing with, just kind of representing. And it's not just praying for people, but also the Bible says that he intercedes on our behalf when we don't know what to pray. So it's also hearing from his spirit.
That's right. I'm really grateful that God knows our heart, and he knows our heart posture. When we don't know what to say, there's a heart posture that we're leaning into the Lord, but sometimes we can be at places of too much pain or just there's no words to know that there's intercession, that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us. That's so powerful. And the other thing that is really, that comes to my mind, Grayson, as we're sitting here, is this idea that we are called to be ministers of reconciliation.
Right.
And for me, that is, and this scripture comes out of 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And it's a rich, rich scripture. In verse 20, it says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. And so this idea of sometimes reconciliation, I'm visual. So the picture that I get in this is taking the hand of the person and the hand of God, you know, standing in that gap
right.
And taking the need that that person has and presenting it to the Lord.
Right.
That is standing in the gap
right.
For those that maybe don't even believe or don't even believe that they matter to God.
Right.
They might believe in God, but they don't believe they matter.
Right.
Or they feel like their needs are not important enough.
Right.
But it's all, these are the things that we're called to.
Right. And oftentimes, maybe God's silence, people, they mistake that for maybe that he doesn't hear them. But he was silent in the Bible many times, and it's like that saying, when nothing's happening, something's happening.
Right.
And we need to remind people that even in the silence, or maybe even in the unanswered prayers, not to give up hope and to keep praying and to keep seeking the Lord and to spend some time listening for me, whether it's reading the Word or spending time in quiet time listening to him to speak to them to
yeah.
See what, in this season that they're in, what he's trying to speak
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, and for some, they might say, what, God speaking to me? But God uses different ways. There's times that I'm in creation, and I'm like, wow, like, just the beauty of taking in what he has created can speak to me.
Right.
I can be reading a scripture, and it was like, it just comes off the page.
Right.
And I kind of have to stop and just kind of take that in. It might be someone, another person speaking.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes the Lord uses
right.
People in my life.
Right.
Like there are different ways that right. We can experience hearing
right.
The Lord. I mean, he used a donkey, you know.
Right. He can use anything that's willing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to have the mustard seed of faith to believe
right.
That we matter to
right.
Him.
Yeah.
And that he, it's not lost on him where we are in our circumstances. It makes me think about Brother Lawrence. I believe the name of his book is Practicing the Presence of God. But he was constantly aware of being in the presence of God. And he was a dishwasher. and he was a kitchen worker in a monastery. And so his mind could have wandered anywhere, but he chose to use that time not to be focused on everything that was wrong in his world, but to spend that time praying. Just makes me think about, what did the Apostle Paul say? That he praying constantly?
Yeah, pray continually.
Yeah, praying continually. Like, we have that opportunity, and we have someone here on staff that says, have you prayed about it as much as you've talked about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we might be in a place where we can't pray, but we know the Lord knows that, and he cares about the posture of our heart.
And talking about when we feel like we can't pray, I think about something that my dad asked my grandmother, his mom, one time. Well, Mom, what do you do when you can't pray? And she said, oh, Carrie, that's easy. You just trust.
That's right. And I think that's hard because sometimes we're in situations that just seems like everything's falling apart.
Right.
But I would suggest that maybe they're falling together. Sometimes things have to fall apart a little bit so that they can be rebuilt and be stronger, whether it's a relationship, your job. It's not the end of the world. It feels like the end of the world. But so often when I've walked with people through really hard times and times that they didn't even think they could pray, and then you get beyond that situation, and I think I've shared this here before, it's not a new thought, but we get beyond that situation that was so hard, and I will say to them, looking back, would you want to be the person you was before you went through that hard thing? And they're like, oh, absolutely not. Because God has worked some things out in me and my situation, and I'm a different person because of that. Yeah, it was hard, but they can see that when they didn't feel like praying, that God was still working. And I think that goes back to what you said earlier.
And it's not that we would want to go through those hard times again, but it's kind of like God puts us through the refining fire.
True.
And so it's the work that he does on us, and maybe even an example to those around us, or even uses that hurt or that pain to help minister to others that go through something similar later on.
Yes, I would agree with that. It reminds me of the silversmith when they asked the silversmith, like, how do you know when the silver's refined? Because you turn up the heat on silver and all the impurities, they just dip them off, skim them off the top. And so someone asks, so when do you know when the silver is pure? And he said, well, when I can see my reflection in it. And you know what? That's what the Lord is looking for. He's refining us. He's not mad at us, I think is what your dad says. He's mad about us. And sometimes he saves us, but he doesn't want to leave us the way we are. He has more for us than we've ever thought of or imagined.
Yeah, and in Hebrews 6:19, it says, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure.
Yeah, and it's life doesn't just, you know, we don't arrive at a place in this life where everything is just all good. Like, we're work continually to the day we die. And that's why we don't know what's around the corner. And that's why it's so important. The Apostle Paul says to pray continuously. And I'm just thinking back to a time in my life where I was not a believer. I was not living for the Lord. Very much a different reality. I was in rebellion and living in sin. And I remember my mom calling me one day, and she was telling me, Margaret, I'm praying for you. And like, I want you to know when I wake up at night, I have my prayer covering on and I am praying for you. And I will admittedly tell you that I said some things that day to her that were not healthy or nice in my rebellion, and really didn't know what her prayers were doing for me. But sitting here on the other side of her becoming a minister of reconciliation for me, to pray for me, to stand in the gap and to pray and to be on her knees for me and lose sleep, changed my life. The prayers of a parent, that's the most powerful thing that's probably ever happened to me.
Right.
Because I do believe that that had a tremendous impact on how I came back to Christ.
Right.
Because I wasn't looking for Jesus. I know he pursues me, but he also put someone in my life that was passionate to pray for me. And that is, I think, why I'm so passionate about like you said, stand in the gap, be a minister of reconciliation, take the needs of that person that might be really upset with me, because she had every reason to be upset with me. I was a rebellious child. And it was hard for her, but she didn't just turn her back on me or on God. Yeah. She told God about me. Yeah. And he listened.
Yeah. Well, that's a great testament to any parent, if they have grown kids or not grown kids that aren't following the Lord, not to give up on them, to keep praying for them. Yeah. I think of when you were talking about that, I was thinking the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Yeah, that's what James said. And it's so true. I'm a living proof of the power of prayer. And you know what? I didn't get saved and go, well, I just don't need anybody to pray for me. I have people that I reach out to on a regular basis and say, I need your prayers.
Right.
Like, it's a place of vulnerability.
Right.
But I know the power of prayer, and I could testify to what God's done in the past year because of the power of prayer. Like, it wasn't a one and done. But it's something that we continuously have the opportunity to ask for that and to give that as believers. In Isaiah 59, it talks about that God looks for those who will intercede, and he reveals his plans to those who will hear them, from Amos 3:7. And I'm just reading this. So they will declare and pray for his will in this realm. And this is out of a devotional that I read called Salt and Light by Chris Tigreen. It says, for whatever reason, God has chosen not to work around humanity, but to work through us. Our prayers are critical to his intervention against evil on this earth. And you know, he is calling us in this day to be salt and light. And I think there's a lot of people that have taken a stand of where they stand in this world, and even taking sides. And you know what? I just want to stand with Jesus. I want to be in the middle of the road.
Right.
Because I do believe that we are called to be salt and light.
Right.
And what does that mean for me? What does it mean for you? And what does it mean for the people around us? And so he goes on to say, if you really want to be salt and light in this world, pray and don't give up. Let your requests be reshaped by God's Spirit if needed, but don't just drop them. Things are happening behind the scenes. Hearts are opening. Lives are changing. Your petitions, along with your persistence in them, are critical to the process. In the spiritual realm, you are an agent on the front line, and your prayers are the means to advance. Don't give up the fight. And so I guess I would ask today, where am I? What does my front line look like?
Yeah.
What am I doing on that front line? Yeah. Do I have God's agenda? I standing with Christ? Where am I standing? What is the front line that I am standing on? And how do I need God to reshape my thinking to be in line and in partnership with what God wants? And that can be really confusing in these days.
Right.
We know who we need to stand with,
right,
and who is listening to our petitions, and we want to be overcomers, right?
Yeah, and the scripture that kind of got me thinking on this idea of standing in the gap or being agents of reconciliation is in Ezekiel 22, where God's talking to Ezekiel about the judgment that he's going to pour out on Jerusalem because of their sins. And specifically in verse 30 of Ezekiel 22, it says, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. So he was talking to Ezekiel, and obviously Ezekiel follows the Lord, but he's talking about besides Ezekiel, he's saying he found no one. And so will we stand in the gap today to represent people that don't know him, praying that they will come to know him?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. He finishes this devotional with, Father, fill my heart and my mouth with petitions you want to hear. Overcome the evils of this world. Change the headlines I read through my intercession. May the prayers of your people prepare a highway into the hearts and minds of many. Now, this came out a few years ago, and I think this is the one that I read during 2020. But it's just powerful. May the prayers of your people prepare a highway into the hearts and minds of many. And I asked today, what am I? I'm not asking, like, what are the things I'm praying for? What are the highways? Yeah. What does that look like to prepare a highway into the hearts and minds?
An open door. It opens people up, I believe.
Yeah, and people want to see, there's just so much that's happening, and I want what God wants. We have been placed, God could have placed us anywhere in history, and for some reason, you and I and the people listening today have been placed in this community, in whichever community you're listening from, in your community, for such a time as this. Right. So what does it look like for us to be agents of prayer, agents of reconciliation, and how is God calling us to pray? Who is God calling us to pray for? Mm-hmm. And this challenges me to go back and sit down and look at a prayer list. Yeah. And am I being intentional?
Right.
As a minister of reconciliation, am I being intentional in my partnership with the Lord in my prayer?
Right. And recently, Pastor Margaret, I shared with you that when the weather's nice and whatever, I do a great job of, I frequently find it easier for me when I'm doing a prayer walk maybe to focus. Not that I can't get off target even doing prayer walks, but I said especially during this winter season where it's snow and cold outside and I can't take a walk, that I need to discipline myself to be as intentional in those seasons, whether it be in my house, kneeling at my couch or bed or wherever I'm at, just to set aside that time, even when I'm not able to walk out in nature, right, as you were talking about early. And maybe that's part of it, being able to be in His creation.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever we're at, He calls us to be intentional in prayer and to spend time with Him.
Yeah. And we know that God is with us. And I have a friend that she needs to have representation. So she'll set a chair across from herself. And just that's the chair for Jesus. It's a visual for her that He is with her. And she has that conversation like she's talking to a friend. And I think sometimes we get caught up in, well, I don't know how to pray. And really, it's just a conversation.
Right.
And God doesn't even need our words. He needs our heart posture to want what He wants, to cry out in groans. And it seems like too simplistic to say it's a heart posture, but it is. Where's my heart turned towards? Who's my heart turned towards? That matters to Him. And we don't have to have a lot of words. If I'm in a really tough place, and I should do it more when I'm in a good place, but one of the things that helps me is to find worship songs that speak what my heart is needing to say.
Yeah.
And I have a whole playlist of songs that I use when I'm struggling. Maybe I'm feeling anxious about something. I have a playlist for that. And let me tell you, it helps me to take my focus off of the things and put it back on God.
Right.
That's prayer.
Yeah.
That's worship. Again, it helps me to get my head in a different space, from earthly things to heavenly things, and to know that He's about my business. Like, it's not lost on Him where I am.
Yeah, He cares about us each personally and individually. Earlier you were saying maybe people wonder if they matter to God. Well, each and every one of us matter to God. He created
us.
We're His children. Or if we haven't become His children yet, He wants everyone to become His children.
That's right. And it is as easy as our heart posture, turning to God, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, that He came and He gave His life for us and was raised from the dead. He sent His Holy Spirit.
Right.
We believe in the Trinity, and it's a free gift. And I was talking to someone very recently, and they said, you know what? I don't feel like that maybe I'm saved. And they love Jesus, but there's some things in their life. Mm-hmm. And so it keeps them, that sin keeps them feeling separated. And so we talked about repentance. And I think repentance in the Greek really is changing the way we think. And again, that's about a heart posture.
Right.
Whatever it is that the enemy is bringing to mind that would make us believe that we are not good enough, if we can't pray well enough, if there's condemnation that's coming at us, that's the enemy's tactic to keep us out of our prayer closet or out of taking that prayer walk. But I can tell you, a mustard seed of faith, believing that God is who He says He is, and having faith to take that step, even when it feels like we're not in good graces. Yeah. That we have an enemy who will do anything to keep us from having a prayer life.
Right.
And he doesn't have any new tricks. He doesn't bring new tactics. He always comes at us. He knows our weak spots, and he always uses the same weak spot. And when we see those things happening, we know that God's at work and the enemy's just trying to distract us.
So even asking the Lord to help reveal our weak spots to us and help us in those moments of weakness not to give in to temptation, not to give in to the devil's evil schemes.
That's right.
Yeah. I saw somebody had posted, shared this verse on social media. It's somebody that's going through a hard season. And it's, I hope this will be an encouragement today if you're going through a tough season. It's Philippians 1:6, and it says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus."
Yeah, it is. We are on a journey. But we're not alone.
Right.
And we really need to have a community of people. And it's why I believe that it is so important to be a part of the body of Christ. We remind each other.
Right.
Of whose we are.
Right.
And we can be those ministers of reconciliation. We can stand in the gap. There's times in the past few years where I've not been in the best spot, and I ask other people to stand in the gap and pray for me, because, and it wasn't easy to say, you know, it wasn't easy to ask for that help, but am I ever glad that I did? Because one, I have a deeper connection with that group that walked me through, but I also am a testimony of the power of prayer throughout my life.
Yeah, me also, Pastor Margaret.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lord wants us to humble ourselves and to admit that we need, like you talked about being in the body of believers, there's a reason he has placed us and given us. So we would encourage you today to find someone that you feel comfortable talking to and that can walk alongside you in prayer. Maybe it's a two-way street. You can walk beside each other and pray for each other and lift each other up.
Yeah, and I would just say, if this is new, build that relationship slowly. You don't have to throw everything out there, but build trust. It's a journey. And what I've learned is we didn't get where we are overnight. Things aren't going to look peachy keen after one prayer. Now they could. God's a God of miracles, right? But this is the long journey. This is the long game. It is perseverance and faith, and I certainly couldn't do it alone. But again, just grateful for the people who have been in my life and have been willing to pray for me even when I've let them down. What a gift.
I certainly know that I've needed people around me that I can talk to and that can pray with me, and I try to be that to those around me also. And Pastor Margaret, any thing else you'd like to add today? Kind of any final thoughts?
I think there's a scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required, right? And man, we have been given the gift of new life. And that is something that I never want to not pay forward.
Right.
And it's not been given to us to keep. It's been given to us. We are not I'll use a farm analogy.
Right.
We're not a farm pond that's stagnant with, we're called to be living water, to let Jesus flow through us, to be a conduit of hope, not that we've been saved and we're just here to make it to heaven. That is a different mentality. What we're called to is, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And for some reason, he has used humanity to bring his love, for us to be that conduit to others. And for such a time as this, the most powerful thing we have is to stop, and whatever posture you are most comfortable in, take it, whatever those things are, to prayer. It's not so much about the posture, that your physical posture, it is about your spiritual posture.
right.
before the Lord. Right. And I'm speaking to myself today. I'm not right. just saying this to everyone else. Yeah. But we shall not. We can't faint. We have to keep up
right.
and fight the good fight. Because one day there will be right. a heavenly reward.
Right.
But for now, as long as we have breath, our role is to bring His love and His mercy right. and His grace to earth.
Right.
And so,
yeah,
hold me to account, because right. we need people to hold us to account right. to that in these days.
Yeah, I think about the scripture verse about throwing off everything that hinders mm. yeah. as we run this race in life, and that's making sure that we're helping others. That's part of...
That's right.
And Pastor Margaret, I think a great way to close today is if you want to say a prayer, whatever's on your heart, and then after you're done praying, I can
sure
pray a prayer, and that'll just be a great way to end yep. today's broadcast.
Sure thing. It would be silly to have a podcast on prayer and not pray.
Right, yeah.
Father, we come before you just grateful, God, for how we have seen you work in our own lives. I know that I am so grateful to have had my mom that prayed for me relentlessly. Even when she was hurt, she prayed hurt. And throughout the years, the people that have stood in the gap for me when I didn't feel I could, I'm so grateful, God, that you placed the love in their hearts to be that conduit for me. I'm a debtor to what you've done, Lord, and for the way others who have mentored me and prayed for me, how they have stood in that gap and still do today. So, Lord, we just lift up those that are listening today. I don't know what the needs are. I don't know the hurt that they carry, but it's not lost on you. And so, Lord, I know that you are with us. You tell us that you never leave us or forsake us. But God, more than just being with us, I pray that you would be undeniable, that your spirit would be manifest in our life, that we would see you in real, undeniable ways. And I just know that you've done that throughout my life. Even before I was a believer, there are ways that you showed me that my life changed, and I know it was prayers of other people that eventually led me to a relationship with Jesus, and that my life would be transformed in ways that I could have never brought to fruition. It's your work, God. And so I pray for the person today that is feeling hopeless. May you show up in these moments, and as they have a heart posture turned towards you, they may not see it today, but as they live out this life, I pray that they will come to realize that you pursue them and that you are drawing them in even now yes. as we speak. I pray that the words that we've shared today would be just a mustard seed of hope and yes. faith for those listening.
Yes.
And we'll give God all the glory as he does the work of transformation. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I come before you today and I thank you. I thank you, first of all, for this conversation and how it's encouraged me. And I just pray that it has encouraged those that have listened, Lord, and just encourage us to stand in the gap for those in our lives who don't know you, or to be agents of reconciliation
yes.
to a hurt and broken world, Lord, and just help us to lift up those in our circle of influence who are in need, Lord. Maybe they feel that you're being silent, but help them to know that they can encourage people that even in the silence that you're at work, Lord, in their lives. And I just pray a blessing over those that hear today's broadcast, and that it truly encourages them and brings them hope. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I pray that as you've heard Pastor Margaret and I talk today about standing in the gap and being agents of reconciliation, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.